Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Church Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Amen. We've come together today for prayer. We're praying for men today. Amen. In our last installment, we were praying for the children. Glory to God. We're praying, amen, for the men, for the strategic positioning that God has placed them in. The Lord has set a certain order in the earth, a certain hierarchy in the earth. And it's not, amen, that all parts are not equally important in the sight of God, because every part is. But the Lord has given men, amen, a position. He's given them a position of leadership. He's given them attributes to go forth, attributes that even complement the women in their lives. Amen. And the world culture is now trying to downplay, amen, that God has created. But we know that when the Lord created all of the earth, he looked back. He looked upon all of his vast creation, and he said, it is good. So all of the things that God has created, all the things that he has set in order, it is good. We by nature do not have the ability, amen, to question, nor do we have the ability to understand perfectly the infinity and the perfection of God. And yet we try to change it. Amen. And I'm speaking in general. And yet we try to change God's perfection. And yet we try to change his order. But the Lord is calling men forth once again. And he's been calling for some time for men to get in your place. Be the priest of your household. And then arise in your masculinity. God made you like that. Be not ashamed of the gifts, the talents, and the abilities that God has given. But we know we have an enemy that has a threefold mission: to kill, steal, and destroy. So our men have been pushed down and pushed aside. Our men have been sought after by the enemy and have been trampled on by the enemy. Their mindsets, amen, have been trampled. They've been set in places of repression and suppression, amen, so that they have regressed and even de-evolved out of the place where God has set them. But we're praying on today, amen, that the light of God bursts forth, that they no longer be invisible, that they no longer be perverted by the ways of the enemy. There are entities in the earth that want to destroy men. And we see that. We see it throughout history, especially men of color. We see how they were pushed down and pushed aside, and even thought as being less than human. And that when God is the creator, man did not create. God created each and every man on the face of the planet. Amen. And the word of God says, amen, that men must always pray. Amen. The Lord let us know. Jesus let us know. He let us know. Yeshua HaMashiach let us know that men must always pray. Amen. So men have been taken out, amen, of that. And that particular scripture is talking to mankind. It's speaking to women as well, talking to all of humanity must always pray. But men in particular, amen, when they are in their place of prayer, because the Lord has positioned them in a place of leadership over the homes, amen, when they are in their place of prayer, amen, things happen, amen. Revelations, amen, come forth. And it's not that revelations are not coming forth now, because God is using mighty men of women, mighty men and women of God, amen, in a mighty way. He is, amen, he is bringing forth his glory through them, amen, that is visible and invisible surrounding them, amen. He's influencing lives through each and every one, but we're talking about men today, amen, because the enemy has come hard against them, amen. We'll pray for women on another day, but today, amen, we're highlighting the men. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just giving you thanks and giving you praise, Lord God, for all that you are doing in the midst of our men. Father, we give glory to you even now, Lord, because you are the Lord of life. You are our provider, our source. You are our keeper and our help. And Lord, you are the one that we run to when we are in trouble, Lord. This is that time. Father, we are throwing ourselves down on the altar in prayer and intercession, Lord God, for every man, Lord, everyone that you created with the anatomy of a male, Father, everyone that you created, Lord God, to stand up, Lord God, and to fight against the enemy, those that you place swords in their hands, Lord God, and the enemy, Lord God, has caused them to forget that they have what they have in their hand.
What do you have in your hand, brother? Oh, my God. The enemy has caused many to forget what they have in their hand. In their hand, they have a blazing sword. And then to come up against the enemy that is trying to destroy them out of the earth. And then try to mute their purpose and even mute who they are. Mute even their created parts, the Lord. Oh, my God. The enemy is trying to do that. He has perverted even his nature, his very nature. The enemy has perverted. And we come against it on today. Father, we come against every perversion of your word. We come against every unholy and unrighteous thing that has come against men. We come against their mind, the spirit, Lord God, that has come against their minds even right now. In the name of Yeshua, Lord, we cast down every lying spirit, every pathological influence. Father, we cast down every sadness, every depression, every depression, every regression, we cast it out even right now in the name of Yeshua. And I speak life to every male in this nation. I speak life to every male in my family. I speak life to every male in my neighborhood, in my community. I speak life to the men all over the earth. Oh, Father God, let them arise even now. Oh, Lord God, give them an urgency even in prayer to connect, Lord God, with your intercessors that are praying for them even in this hour, that they be empowered by your spirit to arise. Oh, Lord, to arise out of obscurity, to arise out, oh, Lord God, the perversion, Lord God. Oh, my God, we disassemble and dismantle every perversion even now, every perversion that says that man is effeminate, every perversion that is calling that man a woman, every perversion that causes a man to think that he is not a man. I come against it right now in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Lord God, your ways are holy and your ways are true. You called him man. Oh, God, so we call the men on today, and we speak life. We speak life into the men. We speak life, Lord. Let your regenerative power move in them right now, Lord God, and tear down, oh, God, the works of the enemy that has come against their lives. Move in them individually in their homes, Lord God. Oh, my God, those, Lord God, I lift before you, Lord God, those men, Lord God, that are walking up right before you the best that they know how, those that have been misunderstood, those, Lord God, that have been pushed aside and called mean and called bullies because of what you placed in them. Father, I plead the blood even now, oh, Lord, that you strengthen them to arise, cause them to arise in this hour, Father, empowered by your glory, empowered by your presence, empowered by your spirit to go forth, oh God, and take dominion, oh my God, over the works of the enemy. Father, move now, oh Lord God, against every spirit that has come against them, even evil influencers all around the Father. Oh Lord, we break off every evil work. Oh Lord, we break off the words of the naysayers, the gossipers. Oh Lord, we break off the words of those that speak negative words in their ears, Lord, because we today, we speak life. Oh Lord God, bring forth life into every dry place, Lord God, into every dying place in our men. Father, water them even now with your word and with your spirit. Hydrate them with your power and bring forth life again, Father. Cause those flickering flames, Lord God, to become flaming and become towering infernos. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, Lord God. Oh, Lord, those that are backslidden because they were discouraged, I lift them up before you. Lord, you said you were married to the backslider. Oh, Lord God, I call them back right now in the name of Yeshua. Come back, men. Come back to your place. Come back to the place that the Lord has strategically positioned you in. Oh, yes, they misunderstood. Yes, they hurt your feelings. But you're going to arise in strength like you've never had before. Strengthen right now, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Move, oh God. Oh Lord, God, in their lives even now. Oh, Lord, every place, Lord God, that they perceive as weakness, Father, strengthen it. Every place in their lives, Lord God, that is a vulnerability. Oh, Lord God, give them understanding. Give them wisdom. Lord God, give them knowledge directly from your throne. Oh, God, and strengthen those places, Lord, that are vulnerable. Strengthen those places that are weak. Right now, Lord God, oh, let the weak say, I am strong in the name of Yeshua. Oh, God, break off, break off, break off the works of the enemy off of their lives. Oh, Lord God, break their backs that they might stand in this hour. Oh, Lord, open their mouths that they speak what thus saith the Lord. Oh, Lord, let them arise, arise, arise. Even right now in their homes, in their communities, in their nations. Oh, Lord, and take their place. Take your place, men of God. Take your place, men. Oh, God, we come against the works of evil. Oh, Lord God, that would try to tie them down and hold them back. Even right now, Father. Oh, God, loose every fetter, Lord God. Loose them from every captivity in their minds. Oh, Lord God, and even physical captivities. Oh, God, we come against it on today. And we speak liberty and life right now in the name of Yeshua. Oh, God, that they might live and that they might be that you called them to be from the very beginning. That they might arise in their churches and in their families. Oh, God, and take their place. Oh, God, and compliment. Oh, God, that those that have placed you a place around them to be helpful to them. Oh, my God, I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord God, for every man and every family and every place. Oh, Lord, in every stature, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let them arise. Oh, Lord, those men that have been cast down and forgotten and they are homeless without jobs, Lord God, and without any esteem. I lift them up today. I lift them, Father, before you. Oh, Lord, that you might have establish them in high places. Oh, Lord, those that they look down on, those that they cast aside, those that they forgot about. Father, in the name of Yeshua, let them be lifted by your spirit on today. Oh, Lord, lift up your heads, oh, ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, be lifted on today by the King of Glory. Be lifted by the Lord, strong and mighty. Be lifted today, men. Be lifted, oh, by his power and by his might. You will stand by his power. And by his might you will stand. Oh, Father God. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, move, Lord. Move, Lord. Move, Lord. Oh, Lord, even move in the bodies, Lord God. Because all these stressors, Lord God, have come against, Lord God, their physical bodies, Lord God. Oh, Lord, it might not even be a physical condition, but they feel it physically because they're spirit have become forlorn. Oh, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, move now, Lord, in every spiritual condition, every physical condition. Father, let your healing virtue flow, Lord God, throughout their minds, their souls, their bodies, and their spirits on today. Oh, God, let them be lifted in their bodies. Oh, Lord, let Lord God, the barnacles fall off, Father. Let the things that held them back and held them down, Lord God, be crushed under the feet of under the might of your glory, Lord God. Crush, Lord God, every scandalous thing. Crush, Lord God, every depression. Crush, Lord God, every chain and everything that binds them on today. Oh, Lord God, live, men, oh, live. Live, my brother, live, live, live. By the power and the might of God, by the glory of the Lord himself. Oh, God, pour out upon them, Lord, even now from your throne, Lord God, upon each and every individual. Oh, Lord, you created each and every one of them with destiny and with purpose. Oh, Lord God, and some of them have been turned around and even turned out. Oh, Lord God, but you know, oh, God, even how to bring deliverance in this hour. Father, let your spirit, oh, go forth and bring forth deliverance with your mighty hand. Oh, Lord, bring them, lift them up and bring them out, oh, God, of every circumstance, Lord God, of every battle, Lord God, every war, Lord God, that they've been waging, Lord God, every low place that they've been in. Oh, Lord, let them be lifted on today by your power and your might. Oh, Lord God, because you have purpose for each and every one of them. You have purpose for their life. You put a word in their mouth and purpose in hands. Oh, my God, you did purpose in their lives. They were born for purpose. They were born, Lord God, to go forth. They were born to be so much more. Oh, God, and the enemy, oh, Lord, has spoken words, Lord God, that seem to be true. Oh, Lord, because he has this diabolical bit that he'll speak into our minds and into our hearts, and it'll seem as if it's us speaking, and it'll seem as if it's us reasoning with ourselves, but it's actually the enemy implanting words and implanting chaos and implanting lies that we might live out the things that he has spoken. Oh, Lord God, but I break off every word curse and every thought curse on today. I break it off. I tear it down. I disassemble it even right now in the name of Yeshua. Father, let your all-consuming fire consume every word curse, every thought curse on today. Consume everything that has come against their hearts and their minds, Lord God, to cause them not to see who they are. For surely men of God, men of valor, men of honor, men of the Most High, you are who he says that you are. Oh, your identity can only be found in him. You won't find it in a bottle. You won't find it in a woman. You won't find it in another man. You won't find it in intellect. You won't find it in institutions of higher learning. You will only find your identity in your creator. So today, I admonish you to go once again to your creator. He is the one that knows you better than anybody else. He's the one that numbers the hairs on your head and cares about every circumstance in your life. Fall out before him on today and give him glory and honor because he has considered you today. He's calling you by name, whatever your name is. Oh, Lord God, hear the word, the voice of the Lord calling your name on today, calling your name for deliverance, calling your name, amen, to rearrange your life, calling your name to bring your life back into order, to realign and reset you and reposition you in the ways of honor and integrity, in the ways of holiness, and in the ways of the glory of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Each and every one of you in the name of Yeshua. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy and your love and your kindness, Lord God, for the men that you have created, Lord God, to go forth. Even in this hour, Lord, those that will change, Lord God, that the enemy was trying, Lord God, to keep them distracted, Lord God, with all kinds of chaos and all kinds of foolishness. Oh, Lord God, but we call even the chaos into order right now in the name of Yeshua, Lord God, that your light can overwhelm them even in this hour. Oh, Lord, let your light, Lord, overwhelm the darkness even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, God, let your light now overwhelm the darkness in your men. Arise, 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 arise. I speak life to you today. Live. I speak life. I speak life to your purpose. I speak life to your mind. I speak life to your spirit. I speak life to your circumstance. Holiness unto God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. And he has considered you today. He loves you with an everlasting love, a love that has no conditions. It has no borders or no boundaries. It has no limits. That's the love that the Lord has for you today. Oh, man, arise. For the Lord God has need of you to rise up and get in position, to rise up and do that that he has called you to do in this hour. Move now. Move hastily. Come into his presence and bow yourself. Come into his presence and repent. Come into his presence and cry out. Come into his presence and cast your cares on the one who cares for you more than any other is even capable. You have had many people in your life that love you, and I mean they love you, but the Lord God, he loves you so much more. He is the originator of what love is. So surely he is able to demonstrate that love in a far better capacity than any of us, amen, that dwell in these human bodies. Oh, my God, but arise today and live. Arise 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 and live. Oh, men, arise and live, amen, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father, even now we break off every retaliatory spirit right now in the name of Yeshua. Lord, we break off every counter attack and every payback spirit. Lord, we break off, Lord God, every evil, Lord God, that would come against us, Father. Cover us in your blood even now. Make us undetectable, unattainable, Lord God, invisible, Lord God, even as we come in before you, Lord God, and even as we pray, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let your ministering angels go forth into the atmosphere, Lord God, to every man on the planet, Lord God, and minister, oh God, according to your spirit and according to your will. Father God, even as you did, Lord God. Oh, Lord, these men are surrounded, but, Lord, even as you did, oh, Lord God, with Elisha, Lord God, and his servant, when the armies of the Arameans had surrounded them, Lord God, you sent forth your armies, a host of heavenly angels, warriors, after the will of God, you sent them forth to surround the enemies that have surrounded your people, Father. Oh, Lord, let the angel army surround your people, even this hour, Lord God. Don't we be surrounded, Lord God, by enemies on every hand. They are surrounded by the power and the presence of God himself. Oh, God, and we give you all of the glory, all of the praise, and all the honor, Father, even as we end on today. We honor you, Lord God, for considering each and every one. We honor you, Lord God, oh, Lord, for deliverance and for healing on today. We honor you, Lord God, for breakthroughs. Oh, God, we honor you, Lord God, as you dismantle every yoke and dismantle, Lord God, every captivity and dismantle, Lord God, all the lies that have been spoken into their ears. We give you glory, Lord God, and we give you praise and all of the honor. Surely you are God, and you are God alone. You are the Prince of Peace, oh God. Oh, Lord, and I speak Jehovah Shalom, Yeshua Shalom, Yahweh Shalom over your people on today. I speak your peace upon them even right now, Father. I speak your peace over them. Shalom, your shalom, your shalom, your peace, well-being, and that good fortune, Lord God, that comes forth for them from the presence of God. I speak long life, Lord God, and effective ministry, Lord God, into them even now. Father, I give you all the glory and the praise for the things that you have done, for surely, Lord, it's all you. Oh, God, you, oh, God, it is you, Lord God, that's bringing us up out of the muck and out of the mire. It's you that's bringing us out of places of obscurity. It's you that are bringing us out of the thicket, Lord God, and into clear space, into the light. Oh, God, it is you. Oh, Lord, and we give you all the glory, all of the honor and the praise. In the mighty name of Yeshua, God bless each and every one of you. Continue in prayer. The Lord is moving in this hour. Amen. And he is looking to free each and every one. Glory to God. Deliverance is here. Deliverance is here. Healing is here. And the Spirit of the Lord is here to do it. Amen. Listen. Amen. As the Lord gives wisdom and instruction, listen. As he positions you strategically in the place that you are destined to stand in. You are made for the position that he's bringing you into. Don't resist it. Amen. Don't say no. Just move. Oh, God, and we glorify your name. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.